Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, September 19th. After higher temperatures and increased wind returned to the area, the Bull Draw fire 12 miles outside of Nuklia has flared up again. According to the Montrose Daily Press, the fire grew to 30,710 acres late last week. On Sunday, the fire surged in intensity and spread rapidly, crossing Long Canyon and burning into the UC drainage. Yesterday, officials reported more wind and warm and dry conditions, plus more fuel for the fire due to seasonal leaf fall. The fire grew another 328 acres on Monday and grew to a total of 32,084 acres. Firefighters expected smoke to increase in the area and also warned the public to be aware of fire personnel in the area. The Votech building in Paonia yesterday was filled to the brim with people talking about energy. The 2018 Engage Energy Conference brought together many different representatives of the energy industry. Teachers, students, business leaders, and lawmakers all took part in the two-day event, which featured a Spark Tank pitch event at the Paradise Theater on Monday night and an all-day symposium at the Votech on Tuesday. The Engage initiative is bringing together the resources and relationships needed for an entrepreneurial and innovative community to thrive in Delta County. KVNF News spoke with Sean Gardner, director of Engage Delta County, and asked him to describe the program and how the Energy Conference fits in with their plans.
Engage is an economic growth initiative, and it stands for Entrepreneurial Growth in Agriculture and Energy. It's a it's funded by a three-year grant from the EDA, and it's administrated through the Technical College of the Rockies and in partnership with Delta County and Region 10 and Delta County Economic Development.
Okay, and this is the second conference, the second Engage conference. How does the goal of this conference fit in with Engage and what you're all doing there?
The goal of Engage really is to engage our community in innovations that are happening in the agriculture and energy sector. And so this conference, as you saw, was very engaging in terms of the innovations and the transition that's happening in the electric utility industry. So there's a massive transition that's happening. It has massive economic implications for all of our lives. I wish we could have almost had lots of other sectors of the economy here. Car dealers, construction workers, our construction companies, banks. It has implications for all of us. And so that's what we're trying to introduce. DMEA, such a future-minded rural electric co-op is moving in that direction, and that's the reason why we have Elevate and high-speed fiber internet connectivity throughout our county, is to enable that transition to happen and to optimize that distributed energy. So it has huge economic implications, so we feel like it's an important conversation for us to have related to economic growth.
Throughout the energy conference, there was one theme: transition. The energy industry and market is going through a big change as coal-fired plants and older ways of providing energy are aging and underperforming when compared to renewables and newer forms of energy transmission. Stakeholders are trying to figure the best way to adapt to the changing energy industry while still providing power for millions of people on an outdated grid. Topics at the conference workshops included creating a smart grid, use of blockchains to build smart grids, transitioning old coal-fired plants to solar and wind facilities, and providing legislative tools that can help companies survive the transition. Gardner said it's not a matter of favoring one energy source to the detriment of another. It's about adjusting to the economics of a new energy dynamic.
I think it's just the industry's conversation about the economics of energy and what's happening in the marketplace. The fact is that distributed renewable generation is becoming so affordable that it's very competitive and beating out a lot of the conventional fossil fuel generation. And even some of the fossil fuel generation is maneuvering to reposition its utility in the energy landscape as well. I don't know that if there's any pushback about this conversation. I think it's really a pushback then against the logic of economics that's just propelling the industry in this direction, and really it isn't engaged, you know, being a proponent of necessarily renewable generation or renewable energy over and above fossil fuel energy. It's just a conversation about what's happening in the market.
And here at the end of the conference, do you feel good? Do you feel like the conference really achieved the goals that you had?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a high caliber team of presenters that we had here today speaking about the cutting edge of this this movement and transition in the energy industry. I think, you know, we had a lot of regional board members of rural electric co-ops and also, you know, CEOs of those co-ops here present, and they found tremendous value from this conversation because they're all wrestling with this transition right now.
Sean Gardner from Engage, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
A much talked about rumor came closer to reality on Monday when Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper took the first official step towards running for president in 2020. Hickenlooper is a two-term governor and has long been the focus of rumors that he'll run for president. According to the Denver Post, Hickenlooper filed paperwork to form a federal political action committee that's known as a leadership pack. This is a common step by presidential candidates that allows them to raise money on a federal level. Hickenlooper named it the Giddy Up Pack, a phrase he often says, and one he used to close his last State of the State address earlier this year. Officially, the governor has not announced his intention to run. If he does throw his hat in the ring, the Democrat will likely face a large crowd of possible candidates. That includes former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Cory Booker. Hickenlooper has said he will make the decision after his time as governor ends in January. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, September 19th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.